Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
As you may already know, not all movement practices are designed in an equal way. In the Lit Yoga Method, we help you retrain your brain and body to move better for everyday life. Through physical therapy drills, yoga, functional mobility, core stability, and flexibility, the Lit Method rewires habitual movement patterns and postural imbalances to help you feel stronger, more energized, and more balanced both on and off the mat. Our online platform, the Lit Daily, is designed for easy convenience with a robust offering of class types, so you can boost your energy while getting stress relief. Improved brain wiring means you will move with more ease and efficiency because we teach you the how and why behind movement choices, not just poses for the sake of poses. All movement teachers on the platform are certified by Lit and share a common language, providing education with clear cues that give you the needed reinforcement for enhancing your movement habits. Thousands of students in over 50 countries get Lit to feel more confident, more powerful, and more alive. We offer two subscription options for all levels and bodies. The Lit Daily option consists of over 500 classes in our library, with so many categories I can't even list them, but some include short on time, injury prevention, stress relief, and different body parts. There's also a Tuesday and Thursday live class that's streamed on the daily, and there's always a class of the day to help you take the guesswork out of what class to do. Lit Daily members also get 50% off the monthly workshops. The Lit Prime subscription offer has everything in the daily, plus over 20 weekly live Zoom classes with Lit teachers providing real-time feedback. This is wonderful for community and to get your feedback from a teacher for your own alignment. We also get free monthly workshops in the Lit Prime option. Both of these are streamable right into any TV or device through an Android, iPhone, and iPad apps. Movement changes everything, and when we move better, we feel better. So sign up for our free 2-week trial and see how getting Lit can help you feel your best today and for years to come. I'm Laura Hyman, and welcome to Redefining Movement, a Lit podcast designed to investigate all aspects of movement from my background in physical therapy and neuroscience. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter movement patterns and compassion for ourselves and others, so together we can live our most uplifted lives, benefiting all beings. Welcome to the Work Well series. I am joined by my colleague and Lit teacher, Kristen Williams, also a physical therapist. And we're going to talk about this series in this episode one. This is about working well. And what does that mean? We would be talking often about working out, but we're actually talking about the workspace and why corporate wellness is so important right now, why it's such a buzzword. Because the stats are really grim. The statistics show us that 4 out of 5 employees do not feel happy at work, do not feel satisfied. And that could be physically, mentally, emotionally, within the corporate wellness place. So we need to bring wellness into this space. And we're going to discuss this in the next number of episodes with experts.
Yes, I see it in the clinic where people are coming in, they don't feel good. And it's not just that people are missing work. The studies have shown that billions of dollars are lost per year for workers' compensation claims, but it's also presenteeism. People are showing up, but they're not present because they're in pain. And this is costing employers $250 billion per year. Think of us, massive. And then absenteeism is also another $150 billion per year. So the question is, what makes for a great work life? What is working well? What should an employee expect from their employer and vice versa? What can employers offer their employees to really address this absenteeism and presenteeism.
Yeah, which basically means you're showing up to work, but you might be in chronic pain. You might be depressed. You might be just physically, emotionally, psychologically drained. Your corporate space might not be supporting you. All of these things that contribute to your overall well-being. And for the employers, their top line and bottom line is being affected, because if people are not well at work, they're not productive. They're not contributing. And by the way, they're going to leave. So employee turnover is also a big problem right now, especially after COVID. People have a different standard. They saw that, like, I could have a little bit more independence, or I could have more vitality and take more breaks, and they don't want to go back into the office. So this is huge. This is a big issue for employers. And in a way, it's great, but it's too bad it's coming up now, because what we're dealing with is just a conflict of interest, which is we are not made to sit at a desk and focus for long periods of time. So when I talk to some of these different experts, one thing I'm going to wonder, because in my opinion, I think I know the answer, but I want to know, like, what are you doing about that? Knowing there's a conflict of interest, people's bodies are not made to sit for that long period of time. We're not made to stare at a screen. We're not made to go in and out of meetings without a break. So in my opinion, in the different settings that I have visited and spoken with, it's really important to acknowledge we are human beings. And as human beings living in a body, we need breaks. We need movement breaks. That's good for our mental well-being. It's good, obviously, for our joints and our soft tissues. It's good for our lymphatic system. It's good for our cardiopulmonary system. It's good for our eyes to not be staring in one position. We have to have that. So the physical is super important, because it has such a trickle-down effect on everything. If they're feeling mentally just zonked and drained and stressed, they're probably not giving themselves enough physical breaks. So what is the employee doing about that? How are they setting up the day and the standard that encourages breaks as opposed to discourages breaks? We have lived in this society, especially in our Western world, where productivity equals lots of work, lots of hours spent, and you're going to get the reward for the more you work. And that is not how our bodies and our brains actually operate the best. A quarter of the time is going to be some kind of rest break, movement break, interactive break, where you aren't just doing this job. That's one thing that I definitely recommend. And then as physical therapist, I know you'll agree with this. What is the setup like? What is the ergonomic setup? When I first became a physical therapist, the first number of years, I did go into some office settings. This was big 25 years ago. And I don't hear about it as much, because people just think they can buy a chair or do this, but you need to be educated about the setup of it. We're looking at our computers, not down at the computers. We know it's so intuitive to us. It's not intuitive to a lot of people. There's offices I've been in that 1 out of 100 people had their desktop, their computer screen at the right height. That means you're positioning your head in a way that is not beneficial, not only to the neck muscles, but also to the brain functioning. When your head is off center, you're not going to function as well. So what are the ergonomics? So I would definitely say you got to move. You have to instill those breaks and even maybe reward them and make it a collaborative team building type of thing. And then what are the ergonomics at the desk? And then how are you checking in with your employees? Not just looking at their productivity, but like, what are they feeling? What's their energy like? What would they like to have more of? There's many more things I could say about it. And I'm excited to share some experts' views on what they're doing. These are people in the workspace who have implemented some concepts to ensure that those employees' well-being is being met.
Well, because I don't think it's intuitive. An office might be giving someone a break. Oh, here's your 15-minute break. And what are most people doing? They look at their phone. So the education is lacking. And that is what we're going to look forward to hear what people have to say, and hopefully what we from Lit can impart is this idea of prevention focused education, where it's not good enough just to give employees a break. You know, we need to help them along. We need to provide that structure so they know that they should be taking breaks, that a standing desk is not going to fix it. An ergonomic chair is not going to fix it. Work life happiness, and I'm talking about at the office, not the balance between the two, which is also important. I can't wait to see what's being done or what isn't being done. And this collaborative effort you're going to be having with these interviewees. Laura, what are the topics you guys are going to be discussing?
Well, we're going to be talking about a couple pillars, five in particular, physical health, which we could write the book on that in terms of what we would think. But like you said, it's not just enough to say, hey, make sure you take 15 minutes. We need the people to model it. We need the people to encourage. In those 15 minutes, you need to get up out of your desk and you need to move in a variety of ways. And this is where Lit can come in, and we could even give people access to the platform and specific 15-minute classes that they could do, and they should do it. But if they can't leave their room for some reason, they can still get up and move in a variety of ways. And that's going to help a lot. The physical health is huge, because how we feel physically and how we take care of ourselves physically, like I mentioned before, it trickles down into the other things. The other pillar is mental. We know the stress in all aspects of life at work and at home is very high in our world today. And so stress depletes a person. It goes back to that. They come into work, they aren't going to take a sick day, but their stress is depleting their energy. It's depleting their productivity, their efficiency. They're probably not going to be the nicest self. So it can really work against them in those type of team meetings and situations. So the mental well-being is so important. And as we always say in Lit, they're not separate, but we are going to talk about what people are doing in these separate categories, because the physical affects the mental. And then it also affects the third, social. Like, what are the social dynamics? Are these people working virtually and they're by themselves all the time? How are you supporting those people? How are you supporting a corporate wellness overall, the ecosystem that's working the best for the individuals as well? Because it's a collective as well as an individual well-being. So we'll discuss that. The company culture, what are they setting up as the standard that they are not only suggesting, but modeling? Are the people in these higher positions in HR, are they doing the things that they want their employees to do? Company culture is that we are taking care of you and we're doing it as well. We're modeling it and we're going to schedule it. We know this as having children. We want their overall well-being to be not about the academic performance, but how do they feel about themselves? And we set that up in this kind of company culture. Are you caring for them as individuals, not just people that are producing this gain for the company or not? And then finally, what we're so passionate about is prevention-focused health education. Are you giving your employees opportunities to learn more about their bodies, about how to move, about how to meditate, about how to regulate their nervous system, about nutrition, about how important it is to hydrate? All of these are preventative ways that we want to take care of, again, the ecosystem. So it'll be interesting to see people that are doing it well, like what kind of impact that has made on not only the individuals, but on the companies as well.
Personally, I'm so looking forward to really finding out, you know, what you discover in these interviews, because all employers really need to be dedicated to their employees' health and well-being so they can work well.
Yes, work well indeed. So tune in for the following episodes as we dive deeper into all of those topics. And just know this is important for the entire workforce, people who are working, people who have people working for them. I know we all care about each other and want to emphasize that in our Work Well series.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Redefining Movement. If you like what you've heard, please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Feel free to leave us a rating and review or share with someone you know. Check us out at www.litmethod.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.